Blog Talk Radio.
I'm there with that popping. You know you nothing. You can lie.
Yeah, they know.
Bought me everything, car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on in everything. This lady worldwide, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, pang, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuku, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know. So many women, I can't even name them all. I'm having dreams, all I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her, would she leave you? She said, hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dawg. I'm that what's that poppin', you that what's that floppin'. You not what they lookin' for, you not what they coppin'. I'm what's poppin' in Compton, I'm what's goin' in Florida. I'm what's sellin' in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know, they know.
You know who it is. It's your girl, Miss Proper, and you are rocking with Nikki Rich on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
All right.
I say goodbye. Just sitting here thinking about how I'm going to get up out. The hood, but it raised me. I'm from a place where babies have babies. Know it sounds crazy, but it's life. Drinking liquor, smoking weed every night. And please don't correct me, because I'm right. Think I'm wrong, but this is my life. this. I tell my haters I'ma live it up. Them girls used to hate us, now they wanna get with us. All these new rappers now wanna split with us. Yeah, y'all cool, but y'all ain't sick as us. And some friends just like me, because they got girlfriends that like me. Everywhere I go, they always ice me. Is it because I'm getting money? I don't know, it might be. And if it is, that's sad. You hating on me because of what you think I had. And I don't get it from my dad, because he don't know me or my daughter, that's bad. Yeah, I don't even stress it though. I just sit back, relax, and stretch though. Team Moon, if you with me, nigga, let's go. Give me your hand, I promise I won't let it go.
As I sink one more drink, I am running out of ink. A feeling void, paranoid about every little thing. And I wonder if I tried to get a bounce, say goodbye, if I'll have the strength to leave.
I'm your host, Ms. Nikki Rich. We live. We have a special guest in the building. We have Trilogy in the house. Shout out to them. For those who are tuned in right now, you can follow us on Twitter, and you can also log in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/IJiveUrbanRichRadio. And we are podcasting live, so you can go back and listen to this episode from iTunes. And also, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And we are so glad that we have our listeners online and also in the chat room. They are live today. Shout out to Millennium in the chat room. And he had hit me up. You know, today it's been kind of crazy, guys, so excuse it. Something was going on earlier with our system, so we had to come on at 7. So, you know, excuse that right there. But we're here at 7 live, and we have Trilogy in the building. And we're excited. They've been doing big things, and we're going to get a chance to talk with them about what they've got going on. So we wish them all the best and much love and success. So we're going to be talking with Trilogy, and we're excited about this. And for those who don't know, that you can log in by online at www.blogtalkradio.com/IJiveUrbanRichRadio, and we do have the chat room open, and it's live already. And today we call Get Heard Fridays, where artists get heard, and that will be on the second half of the show. You can call in and you do live performance. So shout out to those artists that's calling in to get heard tonight. It's Get Heard Fridays. Major shout out to Eden. She's been supporting iJive Urban Rich Radio for the past couple of weeks. She's new to Blog Talk, so major shout out to her. And we just so grateful for all those that are tuned in. We are over our 2,500 mark. We have 2,500 listeners, so major shout out, pat on the back to us. We're doing big things, and there's more to come. And we're excited about our guests tonight. I mean, they've been traveling, been busy. It's been hard to get them, but we're glad they're here today, and we're just making it happen. So everybody that's tuned in now, you can follow us on Twitter at NIKKIRICH, and that's Nikki Rich is NIKKI_RICH. And you also can follow iJive Urban Rich Radio at iJive Urban Rich Radio. So you can catch us on Facebook as well at www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And you can catch us right then and there, and you can hit us up, like us, and, you know, hit us up on Facebook. And we also have a nonprofit, which is Steppers in Richmond program, you can also like as well. But we want to go to our guests. We know our guests is coming in. You know, they're coming in through a helicopter, so we have to wait on them, and they're coming through. They're flying through now. So they're getting off, and we're going to be talking with them and seeing what they got going on. And we want to go to talk with them now. Trilogy, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
hey,
hello.
How are y'all?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just been crazy day today. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah. I hear that.
But we're glad to have you. Huh?
We definitely appreciate you having us on this call. It means a lot to us. You know, we're working real hard, and it just feels good for, you know, for people to reach out and have us on this show.
Yes. I mean, y'all been doing major things, and I commend you with so many things y'all been doing. Y'all been performing everywhere, and it's just amazing. Y'all have just a grind going on, and y'all just been grinding for a long time, and it seems like it's your time, you know, now. And it's all paying off.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's just definitely been a long road, you know, for us individually, you know, before each trilogy even got together to now. It's just been crazy. And, you know, there's been tears. There's been, you know, upsets. There's been ups and downs. You know, every journey, every road to success, we didn't even really get to where we wanted to get to. But every journey on climbing that ladder is crazy, and you go through all your trials and tribulations. It's definitely been rough, so it feels good to see, you know, like the fruits of our labor are starting to be exposed. It's finally starting to break soil, you know what I mean? It's definitely a good feeling, but we're far from where we want to be. We always want to climb higher, and we always know that we're not the greatest we could be, you know what I mean? It's best to be kept humble. That's definitely what our with the CEO of the label, Dre De Niro, he always keeps us in line with that. You know, he makes sure we stay humble, because once you're not humble, it's very easy to fall. So.
Exactly. What I want y'all to first start off doing is tell us who you are and the members of the group, and what part are y'all, you know, what each position is as far as group-wise.
All right. Well, I'm Jay Well. I'm actually located out in Long Island, New York. I grew up in Quorum, but now I'm in Hempstead, but I'm in New York. Kira Bishop, she's in Brick City, New Jersey. And he's all the way in Guilford. Yeah, he's all the way in Guilford Park, New Jersey. So I'm the outcast in the group.
Yeah, we kind of like from three different, we like kind of from like three different planets. Like, it's kind of crazy because it's like you got J. Will from Hempstead, Long Island, and then I'm from Brick City, and, you know, Oscar's from, it's like kind of crazy. And just for us all to come together and make the music that we make and, you know, come together, it's hard for us to come together because, as you know, we don't live next door to each other. So we have to write via email, you know, via text, you know, just give me the topic, you know, so it's kind of hard. So, you know, like at the end of the day, like, we really, really work hard to put all of this together. You know, it doesn't come easy. We're never really in the same room when, you know, we come up with ideas or, you know, when we write a song. You know, we really have to, like, you know, kind of go off of knowing each other to kind of really make the music. And that's what makes it just that much more greater when it all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, that's awesome. And then, it's, like you said, it's different areas, and what y'all doing is taking that back to your area, and that's amazing. Your music going to your area, you know, you're taking it in three different places, so that's awesome right there.
Yeah,
definitely.
Appreciate that.
Because we always talk about that all the time as far as, networking, like artists networking with other artists, and some get like a chip on their shoulder, like they're all that, and they be like, my music is, we know your music is hot, we understand that because you work hard, but some get to where it's just all about my music, but you don't realize if you give another artist your music that's in New Jersey, and then they take it to California, and they give it to somebody else in California, your music is getting spread all over the place, and people don't realize that.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's absolutely
real.
True.
We got people. One time, Dre got a call from the other Dre's partner, Brad Small, over here in Australia. His sister happened to be in Fiji, and she called Brad. Yeah, she called Brad and told him, yo, it's crazy right now. I'm in the club, and they bumping Trilogy right now. This is crazy. So, you know, Brad called Dre. Dre called us and let us know our music's being played in Fiji, and it's being played in Paris, and it's in Texas.
See?
And it's, you know what I mean? It's just crazy how it's all over. It's just like it's like think bomb
amazing.
Effect. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, just to know where your music is, I mean, and it's worldwide. That's hot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing also because, you know, you do this every day, and you know you in the studio and you in the studio to 3-4 in the morning. You know, the whole weekend. And you know, sometimes people do this and they never get a chance to get heard. You know, or you do this and you never get a chance to, you know, do a show where people are going to see you, you know, on the internet. Or, like, you know, just this Tuesday we did a BET Music Matters showcase. You know, it's like a billion artists out there. So we don't really take anything for granted and just take it as a blessing that we was able to bless that stage because, you know, it's 100 other people in line, you know, trying to get to that same stage. So, I mean, you know, when you look at the whole thing, you know, everything is just a blessing. Hard work, dedication, and just not giving up.
And
oh, yeah.
I heard y'all it too. I heard y'all killed the stage too. I was supposed to have come, but something came up. But it's all good though. It's all good. But you know, it's like crazy because I've been, you know, listening to your music and I've been, you know,
mm-hmm.
hitting y'all up on Twitter and everything. But y'all just do not know, you know, I know y'all supposed to have been on a long time ago, but I was telling your manager, I was like, man, I just want to get them on at the right time, you know. And it's been stuff come up, and it's crazy, even today. And I was like, you know, this is nothing but the devil, you know. But I was like, Trilogy is coming on today, you know, it's going to be good, everything is all good, because you know, y'all work so hard, and I just really wanted to talk with y'all and have an interview with y'all because, I mean, I just want to let you know that we support y'all here at iJive Urban Rich Radio, and I just want to let you know you got my support as well because I see what you're doing. I see your grind, and I just, you know, wanted to get you on.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank
that.
You. We definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. We take everything, you know, as a blessing, and you know, we just happy that, you know, we're getting our time and we're getting our shine, and you know, we're not walking around like, you know, we're the biggest group out there ever. You know, there's a lot of talent. I mean, I realize that the BET Music Matters, you know, how much other talent was out there. You know, how many other bands are out there, how many other singers are out there, and rappers, and you know, it's crazy. So when you get opportunity to get to the level where we're at, you know, you kind of look at it as a blessing. And like J. Will said, you know, just being humble because, you know, it's a million people trying to do the same thing that we're trying to do. And, you know, just being all real, it's only a handful of people that's going to make it through that door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, we just feeling blessed right now. And, you know, we just working hard to, you know, get through that door. And then hopefully, you know, we can give back. You know, we're from three different areas. So, you know, we can come back and maybe, you know, help somebody else get there, which is what a lot of people don't do. You just, like, once they get there, they just keep going. You know, I feel like my one mission, if nothing else, is to try to help somebody, at least one person. You know, if it's only one person, give back.
Exactly. And also, I know that y'all went to, you know, the BET Music Matters. How was that? How was the experience?
That was crazy. You know, first we sitting down and we doing a sound check, and then, you know, we sit down and this girl bum rushed us, and she's like, "Oh, you guys got to sign the consent forms, just in case, just in case we put this on TV, on BET." So we're like, "All right, we're signing, you know, reading over the papers and signing consent forms. Like, dang, like, we might be on TV."
Yeah.
You know, and then we get on stage, and then, you know, there's people in there that came for us, but we didn't realize, you know what I mean? And after we got off stage, it's like the whole place is just, it's like thunder. You know, they just start erupting. And they're walking through the crowd. It's hard to get through the crowd. People got their cell phones out taking pictures. It was just a crazy experience. And everywhere we go, everybody wants to take a picture with us. They want to talk. You know, it was just crazy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you come from a striving, I remember when I was just trying to do stuff on my own as a solo artist and just going to different places, and I got my own business cards, you know what I mean? And I'd go in the place, and I'd talk to people and set up a showcase. They want to charge me, you know, then they put me on last. I got to wait to go up. But now it's like people are saying, "No, we want you to come. We want you to be our feature." You know, the same people that used to charge are saying, "We want you to be our feature. We want you to open up the show." And it's just a crazy feeling. It's just a crazy feeling to do that, to go from a crowd just staring at you like they hate you or something, or like, you know, I got something, like a cricket in my ear, to where they're just a rock and they all want to take pictures and they all want to be friends. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's just a crazy transformation. So I felt very blessed that night.
Yeah, I think we all did. It was a good experience. It was really a very good experience. The band, you know, shout out to the band, shout out to our band. You know, they did a really good job, and, you know, we put it down. I think we're being known for putting it down, you know, not being cocky, you know, just being confident.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what we do. We practice, we rehearse, you know, we go hard, and, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to give yourself a compliment. I mean, and we left it on the stage. That's exactly what we did. We went there, and we put it down.
And you know what, like, about y'all, I love y'all's style. Your how y'all dress, your fashion is hot. All of y'all compliment.
Thank you.
I mean, and I saw your pictures, even your photos, they are hot. All three of y'all is just on fire. And you know, y'all are put together, I'm telling you. And I go to these conferences and showcases and what have you, and we tell the artists, you know, it's all about presentation. And y'all, I'm telling you, you present yourself very well. And when I saw that press kit, I was like blown away. It looked like a feature in a magazine.
Thank you.
That's our management team. Our management team is they're just monsters. Every last one of them is monsters. They specialize in their own field, and they just go in. And like I said, Brad's all the way overseas, so they're on different time schedules. So when Dre is sleeping, Brad is up, and he's going to work. And then when Brad goes to sleep, Dre is up. And Ronnie's doing the promotion. And we got my man Apex Wonder doing promotion. And we got Dow Clegg doing the blogs. You know, there's just so there's people behind the scenes that people, you know, a lot of people didn't even hear about that's pushing behind Trilogy to making this happen. You know, like the stylists, we got Nakim Quaz, who worked with the BET, you know, they style everyone at 106 and Park and stuff. It's crazy. It's just a lot of people in different areas that just believe in it. The Us Girls, crazy promotional team. They always pushing us. The Twitters are blowing up. It's just crazy, you know what I mean? Like, so many people
exactly.
Just believe in the project, and they just kept jumping on. You know, everybody's just like, yeah, I believe in this. And everybody somehow has their own pole somewhere, and everybody just believes. And we all grouped together, and now it's just a force, you know what I mean, business and musically, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's all on the same level, and we're all moving forward together. And I think that's what you need in order to succeed as an artist. You need a strong team.
And I want to give a shout out to Ron. I mean, and your team. They are very quick at getting back with me, and, you know, I said I want a trilogy on, and they just got back with me so quick, and they had it all together. So, you know, I want to wish them a shout-out, and,
right.
You know, thank you for getting back with us so quick, because some people you wait, and you wait on their material, and, I mean, they got it going on. And Barry, you can contact them.
Yeah,
he's serious. We would definitely deliver the message and let them know, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they're tuning in right now.
Yeah, you know. They're saying thank you right now.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I, you know, sometimes I forget, you know, I gotta keep in mind that the team, even when you don't see them, they're still looking. When you don't think they're listening,
yeah.
They're hearing. So, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably heard you.
Yeah. Shout out to him. We also have a caller from a 732 number, so we want to go to the lines and go to the caller right now from a 732 number. You on the air with Trilogy and Nikki Rich.
What's going on? This is Ox Pro from Trilogy. I'm trying to get on the line right now, and can't nobody hear me.
Hey, how
What's
you
going
doing?
On, man? I'm trying to get on that line, man.
I know, it's live.
I'm over there talking. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's what we do. Yo, can y'all hear me? Yo, can y'all hear me? Can nobody hear me? Like, where we at?
How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing, man?
We are.
Thanks
for
having me on the show. I appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? Trilla J.
Ow.
Yeah.
What's going on, though? How I get into this? I'm on the line now, right? So I'm good.
You good? You sound a little crack over there.
No. I'm just. I've been anxious to get on the line, man. I hear my team talking, and I'm trying to respond with them, and I couldn't hear nothing, so I called back and hit one instead.
That's what you gotta do. Ox is just a live character.
That's the man. He represends life in the group. He talks about the life stories. But he's also life.
And there was so much life the other day at the BET Music Matters showcase, man. It was so much life. You know, I know.
It just hurts my feelings.
I felt the love in the building, man.
I know y'all rocked it. I know y'all tore it up. I know. I was just telling them about y'all's style and about your music. It's just hot, and I was telling them how well your management team and your team in general is, and, you know, big ups to them as well.
Yeah, you know, my management team puts it down for real, man. They don't talk about stuff that they don't do. They just make it happen for us, man. They really grind day in and day out. I mean, they're up at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're on the internet. They're on Twitter, they're on, you know, whatever website they need to be on. They're networking, and they're just really putting it in. And you know, we do the same in return as far as, you know, what we're obligated to do. So, you know, we go on stage, we try to put it down like we did the other night. You know, like I said, it felt real good. I felt the love in the building. You know, we go into the studio, we try to make these hits, you know, and give everybody number ones all the time. So it's a constant grind for Trilogy. We're not really stopping no time soon, not that I know of.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I see y'all doing your thing.
Yeah. What we do.
We trying to stay off the candy and cookies, you know what I mean? Trying to,
yeah, I'm
see, see, it's a little harder for me because, you know, me being a female in the group, you know, I can't eat all, you know, I can't eat
and
ice cream and, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to worry about looking at the pictures and like, dang, you know, my hips were poking out too much and my stomach was bulging. You know, it gets a little difficult. But it seemed like every time we do a show, right before the 2 days before the show, I just get this hunger that is unbelievable. I want to eat everything. I just don't know if it's my nerves or what it is. And then, you know, when I look at the pictures back, I'm just like, damn, I look like I gained like 10 pounds in a matter of 2 days. It gets crazy. And then after the show, I think I might have ate. Since Tuesday, I think I might have ate twice. It's just crazy.
It's because you get excited. You're excited about it.
I have that problem every day.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I know I do that too, honey. But mine stay on. Look, mine stay on. You probably work yours out. Mine stay
on. Yeah. And then the stylist is like, oh, you know, we you do a fitting Monday, and then you go back Wednesday and you can't fit the suit. You should have seen me trying to get in that pink cat suit upstairs. I mean, you had like 5 people pulling it up, like pulling it up on the leg, pulling it up on the butt part. I'm like, well, I just fit it yesterday. It gets crazy. So,
and we gonna let them know you look good in that shit, girl.
Now, you know, the point that I'm making is I really, like, being a female in the group is a little difficult because you got to watch your hips. And, you know, Ops, he eat everything. He doesn't gain any weight. So, you know, I don't have that same luxury, you know, basically what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
And Jay Will, he eats everything, too. And, you know, but me, you know, just being a female, period, you just have different issues from them, being a female in the group.
What I was gonna ask is, there's people in the chat room right now, and they want to know. They know how you met. They want to know how you met, but they know y'all was in different areas. But they was wanting to know, how did y'all actually meet?
That's a long story,
me originally, like, I never really say, you know, like, when they say how we met, you know, we say we all came together. But, I mean, like, when you want to get into detail, like, actually I met Dre on MySpace. When MySpace, before Twitter and, you know, Facebook, before all of that stuff was even popping, I met him on MySpace. He kind of sent out a message. You know, my G-mon got the message, you know, left his number. I called him. You know, we kind of met up. And when I heard the music, it was Ox. At the time, it was Ox and Jay. And the other group member, I was just like, damn, like, I'm like, yo, they dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the music just was a little bit crazy. It was like something different. You know, I was like strictly R&B to the heart. I didn't want to do nothing but sing R&B. But, you know, once he let me hear the music they were doing, I was just like, wow, it was just like crazy. I knew it was something that I wanted to be, you know, a part of. Like, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I knew it was something I wanted to be a part of. And that's kind of how I initially got into the whole Trilogy movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a veteran. He's been down forever.
I've been here for a while, man. I mean, I started out when the whole label started, before Trilogy was even a project or an idea. You know, of course, Trey Danielle, Ryan Knott, you know, they started their own label, Star Media Group, and the original artist for their whole label was Ronnie Knott's son, Joe Clark, who was only like 17 at the time, and his boy was a monster. And somehow, you know, the other group member that we had on Trilogy, Rita Tyler, she knew a lady that knew Dre De Niro's wife, so knew that he was trying to start this label, and somehow, you know, Rita got brought on. Rita already had my man C. Gutter, who was rapping with me for a long time. She brought him on. You know what I'm saying? And he referred me, and it was like me, Joe, and Gutter, and Rita, you know what I'm saying? And it went like that for like 2 mixtapes, and then, you know, we recruited a few new cats, and then we lost a few, and then, you know, they decided that, you know, Trilogy was what they wanted to start. You know, they had the female singer and all that, and like she said, it was, you know, me, Jay, and Rita. But before it was me, Jay, and Rita, it was me, Joe, and Rita, you know, and then, like, you know, you always have your issues and things and whatever, and, you know, the group members switched around, and, you know, here we are today, me, Jay, and Kira, and, you know, Trill J, you know, we doing how we do it.
It's been a lot of
stuff, man, a lot of work and a lot of changes, but I think it was all for the better at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I know that y'all are a 3-time UMA award winning.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Awesome.
We're going to be there this year. I think we're going to be opening up for the UNAs this year. So we're going to be opening up for them. And I think they're going to be nominating Dre De Niro for the Manager of the Year Award. It's a special award I don't think they've done yet. And, you know, they're looking to place that one on our you know, our CEO of Star Media Group, so it's real big this year.
And it's like on, isn't it on August 31st, I think?
August 23rd or something like that.
Yeah. I know it was somewhere around in that time because I was talking to the guys of it, Threshold. And we was talking to, I was talking to them about it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. Tell me about the, what is it, the shows, The Real World, Las Vegas, and Courtney and Kim takes New York and Bad Girls.
Yeah, we had Chloe and Lamar, Real World Las Vegas, Courtney and Kim, Bad Girls Club, Taking the Stage, you know, a few shows like that, and you know, they've been playing a lot. You know, a lot of people discovered some of our album cuts from those episodes. So a real big song that we performed the other night at the BET Showcase was our Party Tonight. And a lot of people are trying to get that. They're trying to get that. They're trying to download it. They're just trying to get it, period. And we've been really holding on to it. So, I mean, I know the fans is impatient. I know they want it. And we're going to give it real soon. We're gonna give that one out real soon. We're just preparing it very well for y'all. We want to make sure that, you know, we have everything ready before we drop that. You know, we're going to do a video and all that. So it's going to be the single, and, we're just preparing that up now. We're cooking that one up.
Okay, and we got some people in the chat rooms asking, what do you think of hip-hop right now? How do you think it is right now, far as now and back then?
Go ahead,
I think it's horrible, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I think like nowadays it's just, I don't know, it's washed up. Like, you don't really have too many hip-hop artists per se. It's just, you know, people putting words together. There's a very select few people that get it and really know how to put it down and really know how to choose their words correctly. And then the rest of them are just like, all right, let's just slap this together because it rhymes. Might not even make any sense, but let's just do it anyway. And boom, there's a hit. It's just that easy nowadays. It's not really any musical element to it. It's not really that flavor that they used to have. You know what I mean? That, like, it was just that jiggy soul type of thing that they had back then. It was all in the clothes. It was all in the way they walked. It was all in the way they talked and presented themselves. It was everything. It was a lifestyle. Hip-hop was more than just a rap. Now it's just a rap. You know what I mean?
That's
all it is. Yeah.
And people, all they want to say is, I'm going to rap and I want a record deal. That's all you hear is, I want a record deal.
That's it.
Yeah,
back
that's true.
You know,
I mean,
they don't want to put out the work for it, though. That's the thing. Like, that's the big difference of the whole shit. Like, it ain't just, I want a record deal, I can rap. I know plenty of people that can rap. I know a lot of people, right? I could bring you to my hood right now and show you plenty of people that can rap. What the hell does that mean, though? I know that's nothing. That doesn't, there's a big difference. You know, I know people who know how to work with computers. But what does it take to actually put that work in to get that big money for it? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, same thing. Like, people can cut hair. I know plenty of people that can cut hair. They can give you the best ball fade, the best shape up, or straight edge razor, whatever you want. But they're not willing to go get their license and be certified. They're not willing to get into a barbershop and really get a chair and sit down and really get customers. You know what I'm saying? You got to sell yourself. You have to really put that work in, and you have to show people that you need it, and this is what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. And not only that, like, you know, back in the day, when you listen to hip-hop, I mean, like, you know, back in the day, I didn't listen to a lot of hip-hop, you know, but I listened to a little bit of hip-hop, but, I mean, back then, they were telling a story. Like, they had something to talk about. They talked about the fact that, you know, their refrigerator broke down and the butter got charred for, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, they were standing at the bus stop, you know, go back to LL Cool J, you know, like, he told a story, like, I need love, like, you know, it was like something you can listen to, you know, you can kind of relate to it now, you know, there's no topic, like, it's just a hot beat, and everybody in the club just popping around, and I think, you know, Trilogy is kind of bringing back that music that people can relate to, like, we tell stories, Hello Home, you know, we telling a story, Party Tonight, even though we're talking about a club, we're talking about spending money and rolling the dice. Like, you know, it, like, we're giving people something to kind of, you know, relate to, you know, being a winner. Like, you know, everybody feels like they're a winner when they're being successful at whatever it is they do. So I think that, you know, Trilogy is kind of bringing back music where people can really, you know, listen to a story. And I think that's what's missing in hip-hop now. They're not telling the story. They're just getting a hot beat. And, yo, you know, my man work at Def Jam. I got that connection. Bam, we're going to put that out. We're going to sell some records, and boom. That's basically how it's going down. But on the other note, Trilogy out here doing well. You know, Dre De Niro, Star Media Group, the whole team, Ronnie Knox, Brad, you know, they out here doing the footwork. You know, it's like the music is being made, and we're telling the story. And I think that's why people can relate to Trilogy, because we're actually telling the story in our music.
Word.
Exactly. And that's...
Yeah, that's it.
Together, and these little dances that they're doing, and just think that's going to take it. Okay, if you get a record deal, and after that, you have to keep up those, you know, you have to keep selling these albums. If you don't, guess
mm-hmm.
what? You're going to be cut, and you're going to be
yeah.
sitting
yeah.
and not mean any other label.
That's true. That's definitely true.
It's real. So many artists out there, you know what I mean? These major labels got huge rosters. They got, if you ever go on one of their labels, I mean, their websites, and check out their rosters and different genres that they have, and they have so many artists. Like, how many of them out of, like, that 100 that you just saw do you hear on a daily basis? It's like, not too many, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's all about being creative, and no matter what genre you're in, it's about being creative. And like Kira said, people need to relate to what you're saying. You know, just be real with yourself. And if you're real with yourself, more than likely you're going to be real with that. The number is limitless. However many people can understand your music, that's people who can relate to your music. You know what I mean? But, you know, so many people get benched daily, you know what I mean, in the music industry. And it sucks because people work so hard their whole life for, you know, however long, just to get put on the bench, and they can't even go out and try to find other work because they're tied to this contract, and now they have to sit there and wait it out. By the time that's done, they don't even have another shot. So,
or better yet, they don't have the drive to keep doing it. You know, like, hey, normal life takes over. You know, I got to go get this 9 to 5. You know, I got to put some food on the table for my family, you know, and you get the prize of your chance. You know, you get shot of your chance. I know people that have been signed for 5, 6 years. You know, it's crazy, you know, to be sitting on a label and can't move and can't go out there and headline for a show or, you know, the things that, you know, Trilogy does. You can't do that because, you know, you stocked and barreled into a contract. And it just doesn't make any sense, you know. So, I mean, that just goes along with knowing the game that you're in because, you know, this day and age, you know, it's like, why sign your life away? You know, like, why do that when you can go out there and you can just fight it out and, you know, open up that door yourself? And I think that's where it works. You know, Star Media Group, you know, is making noise out there because they're going against the odds. They're saying, okay, cool, you know, we're independent
yeah.
label and we're going to go out there and we're going to show them that, you know, we don't need $1 million to do what
mm-hmm.
it takes to get done. You know, we need the drive, the loyalty, and we need the team. You know what I mean? We got the product. You know, we got Trilogy, we got Oxpo, we got J Will, we got Kira Bishop, we got Heat. So we're gonna go out here and we're gonna make it happen and we're gonna wait until they come knocking on our doors and then we'll talk to them. So that's kinda where we at with it right now.
Oh, you had a preach, girl. She just let it out. She's like, we honey, we coming correct.
I mean, you know, it's one of them things where, you know, it just is what it is. Like, you know, it's three talented people that was put together. Don't
yeah.
ask me. I know when people say, how did y'all come together? You know, we tell these stories like, oh, well, you know, I met Dre on the internet. But in all actuality, God put us together because there's no
exactly.
possible way that you can get three people from three. I mean, we never went to school together. I have never before I met J. Will seen him ever in my life. I have never seen Dre, Ronnie, ever in my life. And for us to be able to come together and get through, you know, those long nights and make the music that we make, it's only God. Like, there's no label, there's no man that put this together. It was meant to be. And that's why it's so successful and it's going to be more successful. And, you know, I think we're going to make history. I think we're going to do something that nobody's never done. I really, truly believe that.
Yeah, And I do too. I do too. Exactly. And that's the truth. I mean, y'all in, like you said, three different areas. You know that wasn't nobody but God. And look at this year. It's 2011. I mean, you've been working. Y'all been grinding. All three of y'all. Y'all had your own independent projects going on, but y'all came together now. And now is the time. Even though it seems like, oh, it's a long road and we're still not where we at, but God ain't doing nothing but prepping you. Even still, you're doing a little bit of something. So he just dressing you up right now. And you just look at today and this year and look at yourself next year. How you going to be next year? You know you're just getting prepared for next year, and every year is going to get better and better and better. But you enjoy it right now because tomorrow's not promised, and God is just showing you it's your time right now.
Yeah, like my grandmother always said, you're going to get your blessing, but you just be ready when it comes, because when it comes, it's going to come pouring out, and you ain't going to know what to do. She said, so you just be ready, because you're going to have to sit down in the middle of the floor, and you're going to have to say, what is going on? Because when it comes, it's going to come from every angle. And that's exactly what I feel like, you know, not even to the level where we're going to be, but I feel like that's what's happening now. You know, just the love and, you know, the support that we get from the fans and, you know, all of the bickering we do amongst each other in the group about, you know, who versus hot and who versus not and what track is hot and what track you don't like. And, I mean, that's the inside edition that people don't see. You know, it's not all fun and games all the time, you know, but when it all come together, it's just magic, period.
And that's life. That's life itself, you know. And I know that each one of y'all do different things. You have your own struggles, because I know me personally, it's hard when I'm trying to, you know, this is my passion. My passion is to teach and help others. So, you know, it's hard, and I have my daily struggles, but I just push forward. And everybody always say, well, you doing good. I see you out there, and I see you doing this. But they don't realize how hard it is, you know, with your life struggles as well as trying to maintain this radio.
Yeah.
It's definitely true, because, you know, we got that 9 to 5. We got to keep that 9 to 5. Got to keep that change rolling. Got to keep that money. You know, you got to stay fly. You know, and until you get, you know, people sponsoring and giving you those clothes for free. And, you know, hey, you want to wear my shoes? No doubt. But for now, you know, you got to buy your own shoes. So, I mean, that comes along with the grind as well. You know, living your everyday life, keeping a roof over your head. You know, keeping the car. You know, taking care of your kids if you have kids. You know, stuff like that. So, you know, it's definitely a struggle, but. I think we are all ready, made, and built for this. Like, I've heard artists say before, like,
right now.
You know, I didn't choose it. It chose me. That's true. Because I swear for the Lord, somebody say, glory, glory to God. If I just wake up one day and just like, you know what? I don't want to do this no more. I want to go out here and I want to be a shoe salesman and really just do it and just stop. I can, but I can't. I mean, it runs through my body like blood, like water. I can say every day, you know what? I'm done. I'm over it. I can't. And I will wake up the next day like, okay, cool. I got it. You know, when you have a passion for something, you're gonna see it through, because we're not getting paid as we go. There's no money keeping us keeping the drive. There's nothing saying, yo, like, well, we getting a check every week. So, yo, let's go do the show. Let's go in the studio. Yo, we're doing this because we love to do it. And that is what separates Trilogy from a lot of the artists that's out there, because they're doing it for the wrong reasons. We're doing it because we love it, we're passionate about it, and hey, like I'm happy that I found this team, to be honest with you, because it took me to a whole nother level. Because I used to argue with Dre all the time, like, you know, he's like, oh, you know, I need you to rap on this record, and I'm like, man, I'm not rapping, like I'm not a rapper, like what do I look like? You know what I'm saying? Like people gonna be looking at me like, you rap? You know, I argue him down, like, yo, trust me, I got you, son, trust me. I got you. I'm like, yo, you don't have me because I'm not a rapper. Like, I will argue with him to the point where he will leave the studio sometime, you know, and then Jay Will have to intervene, or I'll be like, yo, all right, look, just try it. Now it's like, shit, put on the beat. I'm going to give you a 16, and it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? And even with the pop, you know, I went from just wanting to sing R&B to pop. I became not just a singer. I became an artist when I met this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was just a blessing in itself.
And that's what we always talk about as well when we're talking to the artists. you have to have multiple talents. You know, learn what you're good at. Some just think that rapping, that's it, or just singing, but that they tend to realize that they have other talents that they learn of. So that's hot right there. That's the truth too.
Mhm. Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, and you know, I don't mean to keep, you know, but hey, you know, we on an interview. That's what interviews for. You talk. You know, your fans want to hear. You know, being a female in this business is hard because, you know, in this business you're not taken serious. You know, if you got a big behind or, you know, you got big boobs or whatever, that's the first thing that people look at. And me personally, like, I try to separate myself from that. I try to get people to see that I have a brain, you know, besides, you know, my voice. You know, I have a brain. You know, I'm in a group with two guys that is going to be surrounded by women. Or I'm going to be surrounded by men, you know, but it's just a respect factor. And even as a man, me being in the group, I'm going to be on them too. You know, just because you're a dude don't mean you're going to be sleeping around with all these different girls. Like, I'm going to be the one on the bus, like, excuse me, are you with the camp? All right, go on about yourself. Because I got to protect them like they my brothers. You know, I got to look out for them because I know how women are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it gets even deeper than that.
And I got some people in the chat room. D Slate of the D Hour Show says he's been playing your music since the D Hour Show has started. So, you know, he's just showing love to y'all, D Slate of the D Hour Show. And a couple of people in the chat room saying, preach, sister. But, yeah, they showing love. They saying they love your music and, you know, they just showing love to Trilogy, and I'm just glad that y'all able to come on the show today and talk about everything.
Well, we're glad that, you know, you have us on. You know, we appreciate the love. You know, we always, you know, take everything as a blessing. We don't take anything for granted, you know, despite, you know, people, you know, telling us, you know, how dope we are and, you know, stuff like that. We still look at everything as, you know, a blessing. And, you know, we work hard to get these compliments and to get the love and to build up this fan base, you know. Shout outs to the team, you know, Dre De Niro, Ronnie Knox, Brad Smalls, you know, and whoever else I'm forgetting, Us Girls, you know, Nakeem, GFC, you know, the list goes on. So, you know, we're just happy that you having us on your show and looking forward to meeting you. I guess one day, you know, we'll come there and give it to you live and, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a North Carolina Music Summit in September. We're finalizing everything as we speak right now, within this week. But we're excited, and we're going to have different artists come, and they come from everywhere. And we're going to have a showcase and a panel, and it's with Kevin A&R Shine. So we're going to be having that in September, and we're working on it now as we speak. So I'll be getting the details if y'all ever want to come down. And then we also have different venues and events going on. I'm not sure if y'all heard of CIAA. Have you heard of that?
No.
No.
CIAA is like, you have to look it up. It's like the hottest event, and it's normally in February, the end of February, the beginning of March, but it's like a whole week of artists, a whole week of partying, a whole week of everything. And every artist you know of was here, and is here every year, every artist. And if you can go look, what's the boy name? Rick Ross and Wale and somebody else. Well, they video got on, it was on Worldstar, you know, from being at CIAA. So a lot of artists come down and they perform here. And because there's so many events, and they don't just perform in one area, they go to several different areas. So, I mean, that would be an awesome time to come down as well. And it's called CIAA, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah. And, you know, we have to get y'all down here. Yeah. And I know several promoters, so we really have to get you down here. And into North Carolina, it's blowing up. It's a lot of people trying to come here now, so, you know, it's doing pretty good.
All right.
Well, I mean, well, you know, we're definitely going to look forward to, you know, trying to make that happen. All you got to do is reach out to the team. You know, they on it. So, if it's possible, we'll be there.
Now, I was wanting to ask y'all, so, you know, I know you've been doing the music thing. Is there anybody that you would like to work with or team up with or collaborate with as far as someone in a artist or a group?
I definitely always wanted to work with R. Kelly. I think that he is a musical genius. I mean, like, I was watching his bio, or kind of like, I think he had like some episode or whatever on Central, whatever network that is or whatever, and he was just going back to, you know, Gotham City and I Believe I Can Fly, and, you know, he just started going back to all these different songs, and then, you know, he started naming all of these artists that he worked with that all had number one hits that was on top of the chart. I mean, he worked with everybody that's somebody. I just think, I mean, I love him as an artist, cause, you know, just him being R. Kelly, but I just think that he's dope. Like, that's one person that I really wanted to work with. I mean, Luther Vandross, you know, rest his soul. That was one person that I really wanted to do a collaboration with. I never got a chance to work with. And, I mean, like, right now, Chris Brown, definitely. I think that his voice is just incredible. It really doesn't even have anything to do with the hype. Like, I just think that musically, he's just a talented person. And I wouldn't mind doing a duet with either the three people that I just named.
Hmm.
Well, I have to
Fantasia.
Agree with you on all of them.
Fantasia.
All of them,
yeah.
You named, is everybody I would want to as well. I have to agree with you.
And Fantasia, I can't forget her. I think that she's the, I don't know. Fantasia is like, when that girl sings, either you going to cry, or you going to go get something to eat, you going to do something. You're going to feel something. You're going to feel hungry. You're going to feel sad.
Thank
you. You're going to feel
you.
Happy. Like, that's another person that I would love to do a duet with. Like, you know, like, girl on girl. Like, I think that she's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
Anybody
so
else?
My people, Jay Will, who is your people?
My people, I always wanted to do something with Mike. You know, I was very upset when he passed away. I ain't gonna lie, I started tearing. Because I kind of, like, followed him, you know, me growing up, I kind of followed him and just tried to study the way he works. And he's just, you know, just watching, especially This Is It, just watching that, how he, you know, he runs everything, did everything, and I really felt like he could be my mentor one day, you know what I mean? Like, I can, you know, he can bring me to my greatest potential. And, you know, it was sad that he passed away and I never got a chance to do that. Nowadays, I see a lot of talented people, though. Like, you know, Timbaland was always my favorite producer. You know, he just makes that type of music that I'm into. And, you know, I always wanted to do a song with him. You know, maybe co-produce something with him and then, you know, both of us get on it and go crazy. Maybe get JT on it. You know, it's just, you know, there's a couple artists, definitely Jay-Z. I mean, that would be great. But, you know, it's not too many people, but just, you know, anybody. Think of everybody. There's always times when I'm in the car and I just did it so well. And I wish I was there to, like, glass that song. You know what I mean? Because when I hear a song or when I hear a performance that crazy, they take me to a place where I feel like I'm behind the glass watching them perform it. Like, I'm, you know, trying to visualize that. And it's just crazy. You know,
definitely always wanted to experience something like that, just to do songs with the greats, you know. But opportunities have passed, but the new ones will arise, and I can't really name all of them, but there's definitely still a lot of talented people out there that I would definitely want to collaborate with.
Yeah, I feel you on that. But all of them are good.
Yeah.
We got
Ox.
Hello,
hello, hello.
Yeah, his phone must
have died. I got disconnected.
Oh, yeah, I'm just like, what happened?
Yeah, Ox is infamous with his phone dying, sir.
You can always count on Ox Pro, boy. You can always count on that battery going dead. But when he's on, he's live.
Yes, he is live. Well, we have some people on the chat line. I mean, on the phone line. And we also have some people in the chat room. But we want to go to the phone lines. We have a 623 number that we want to go to.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome to.
Hey, how you guys doing? Nikki, what's going on? It's D Slay from the D Hour Show.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? I'm gonna say what's going on the Trilogy. Good to hear you guys on the show today. It's an incredible show. You guys are definitely dropping a lot of knowledge about you know, the music industry and, you know, what you guys are trying to accomplish. And I just want to say that, you know, ever since the D Hour Show started, you know, a year ago, you know, I've been playing you guys' music since the show first started. And I remember listening to you guys on Reverb Nation. And and I actually kind of touched on this on my show last night. I think that it's a shame that talented artists like you guys aren't out there making platinum hits. Having that platinum status like a lot of these sorry artists, and I'm going to be straight up with you. There's a lot of sorry artists out there who's got platinum status who shouldn't even have platinum status.
Boy.
And I think that you guys, as well as other incredible artists that I play on my show, Nikki, as well as HME and a lot of other shows, play you guys' music and people like myself, they sit back and say, okay, they're extremely talented. They should have platinum status. What's really going on?
Yeah.
You know, you guys are incredible talents. And like I said, as long as my show is around, you know, as well as Nikki, as well as Kano, as well as other independent shows like this, you're going to always have radio play. And I'm going to keep on telling everybody, listen to the music, check out the show. These artists are incredible. And what we're trying to do is to show the people why. Show the people
that.
Yeah,
we appreciate that, man.
What you're listening to is everybody knows when you listen to the commercial radio stations, you know, if it's a song you don't like, they're just going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it to you until eventually you start liking it, okay? And a lot of times you're going to ask yourself, why the hell am I liking this song? That's because they're playing it about 100 times a week, you know?
Right.
But, you know, and that's another segment. Don't even get me started on that. But, you know, the bottom line is you guys are incredible talents, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you guys should have platinum status. And, I also want to touch on and agree with Fantasia. Is probably one of my favorite. She's probably my all time favorite American Idol contestant and winner, and she's an incredible talent. Definitely an incredible talent.
Yes, she is. And you know, we appreciate, you know, the love, and we appreciate, you know, you playing our music, and you know, definitely we appreciate the support. You know, because I think, like you said, there's a lot of talented artists as ourselves and, you know, other artists out there that's not getting the love that they should get, because, you know, it comes down to it being political, not what you do, not how
and
talented
exactly,
you are, but
exactly
who you know.
It is. You're right.
And that's,
you're right. That's
you know,
exactly
that's
what it
comes
is.
Down to, you know, at the end of the day. But I just feel like, you know, Star Media Group, we're going to keep pushing through all of that, and we just going to make history. You know, we're going to be that independent label that beat the odds, and, you know, we're going to have 5 or 6 different songs on the top of the chart, MTV, VH1, BET. You know, we're definitely going to make history, and I really, truly, truly believe that.
And trust me, keep letting God lead the way for y'all, because he's definitely going to put y'all in the limelight. But definitely, I definitely want you guys to definitely get in touch with me, because I would definitely love to have you guys on the show.
Thanks,
okay,
brother.
Definitely. Thank you. Definitely.
You guys stay blessed and keep pushing that platinum music. Keep pushing that platinum music.
We will, and thanks for the love and support.
Appreciate that, fam.
No doubt.
And we thank you, D-Play of the DR Show, for, you know, tuning in as well to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I know they have a different time zone, so, you know, we thank you for tuning in to iDrive, because he's all the way in West Coast, so big ups to him for just tuning in with us.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Also, yes, just to let you know, we have your music. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yes. And we have your music and everything, and for some reason it's not pulling up, but we also, you know, we have it in rotation. We're going to have it in rotation. And also, we want to extend if y'all could come back on and keep us updated on what you have going on, because y'all can come on anytime, because I know you have a lot of events going on, and we would love to have you on again to update us on what you got coming up, or just whatever you, like, if you're going somewhere, you know, just come on and let us know where you're going, and we can talk about it.
All right. Definitely appreciate
that. Well,
we definitely
will keep posted.
And
you're welcome anytime, y'all, to come on. We also do have co-hosts. Like, sometimes we have guest co-hosts to come on, and they co-host sometimes. We had Moon to co-host with us one time, and it was kind of cool, so... You know, we have different co-hosts as well.
All right.
Well, we definitely will. You know, we gotta go through the list and check them all. So we gonna get to everybody one by one, and you know, we definitely gonna come show you the love. You know, Nikki, you know, co-host Trilogy. That sounds good. That sounds real good.
Yeah, it'll be hot. And I'm also, just to let you know, tonight, that, you know, I have your info as well. I will be featuring y'all on my blog spot tonight as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. You know, I love your music, and you know, we hope to have you on. We're going to put it in rotation, and we're just ready to, you know, We're here to support you guys, and we just want you to know that we're backing y'all all the way, and we are, like, we're worldwide. We have people calling from Australia, Canada, and, I mean, just all over, really. It's just all over. And I'm blessed, and I'm grateful to say, you know, that we are on podcast, and that's neat. You know, we here with y'all today, and, you know, you can leave here and leave the interview, and you can download this interview out of iTunes. That's hot, you know?
Yeah, that's real hot. That's definitely hot.
What did you say? I said, and it's free, too.
So anything free, you know, anything free, folk gonna go on.
Yeah.
I mean,
anything
free,
right,
magazines, yes, it's free, so, you know, that you shouldn't have a problem down from that.
And
anything you need, Nikki.
Do y'all do drops? Yeah, we do all that. Oh yeah,
I need a trilogy drop.
Yeah,
yeah. Send over. You want us to do any shout outs, anything, send it over. Send it over to Ronnie at smg.exe@gmail.com and you know, we'll forward it to Dre. Dre will give it to us. We'll do drops. We'll have them over to you in a jiffy.
Exactly. Well, we hope to get y'all down here. We hope to get you in the Have y'all been to North Carolina?
Yeah, I have family
out
there.
I've been down there a couple of times. You know, honestly, you know, we come down there. We're definitely just coming down there to see you. This is a little too slow down there for me. I can't. You know, I'm driving on the road. I see horses and cows and, you know, the corner store is like 1,000 miles away from the barn. I mean, you know, we're going to come show you some love. We're going to have to hit the town when we do. After we do that, we got to go out, Nikki. You know, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, we got this hot place called Epicenter, y'all. It's hot. It's got everything there. They got, like, a bowling alley. It's, like, glow in the dark. And then it has, like, this movie theater that's, has, you can eat in the movie theater, like, have dinner. It's, like, really hot. It's, the Epicenter is, like, a whole bunch of little clubs and stuff. It's hot. So you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Well, not compared to where y'all are. I don't know about compared to where y'all are, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, do you guys have skating down there? Like, I like to skate.
Skates. We got skates, roller skates.
Okay, but you don't have a skating rink. That's all right. Don't worry. I'll put them on the skate on the road, you know. I'll skate to the radio station. It'll be all right.
Yeah, we don't have, I don't know. If you want to go to the mountains, I guess they have it.
Oh, okay. You know, I just know once I get there, I need to find something to do. But otherwise than that, you know, we'll definitely come down to show you the love.
Oh, yes. Yep. You'll enjoy it. I hope y'all come down for real. It'll be hot. It's different.
All right.
And y'all, I'll have to get with y'all again up there because I will be coming up that way to, you know, come and support you guys, you know. And y'all have another event, just let me know, and I will come.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right, you definitely have a good time up here, especially in New York.
Yeah.
More shows are in Jersey or Manhattan. You know what I mean?
Now, I love some up north dudes. They are, they can just talk to me. They can say whatever. I'm like, hey.
Ow. It's cool. You know, we got, you know, I don't know. I guess because I'm from here, I don't feel like we have that many to pick from. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we do have a couple of decent guys out here. But I'm going to keep it real with you. Girl talk, it ain't too many. So I got to make sure when
I like they style. He got to be at least, to me, this is my type. He got to be at least 179 to 230.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, built, I don't know, clean cut. That's me.
Nice body.
That's it. Yeah.
So what's the complexion?
Clean cut.
Chocolate, caramel, vanilla.
Ooh, definitely chocolate.
I know that's right.
Yeah. I'm talking about rose chocolate. Rose black.
Yes, honey.
Tar black.
I like them black as the ground we walk on. You ain't never lied. I can agree with you on that.
Now, if he's not black.
Said, I like them black and ugly as ever, however. They say Gucci down to the top.
Yeah. Gucci
yeah, something
down.
Like that.
But if he ain't that dark, now if he ain't that dark, I'll take any complexion. But he just gotta be clean cut. I like a dude with some swag to him. You know,
exactly,
it doesn't matter
exactly
really what they are, what race, whatever. Just long as they got some swag to them, honey. You got me. Because I need somebody to compliment me.
I know that's right. I feel you on that one. It definitely all boils down to the swag. You're right, because they can look good, and they can have a nice body, and they can just be corny. So you're right. You gotta have some swag. But I mean, otherwise than that, like, you know, for me, I like them chocolate. I'm off any other complexion. Been there, done that. Got to be black. Calling all black or calling all the black brothers.
Y'all, I wish y'all could see the chat room. It's so funny. They are funny. They talk about chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can be any. It doesn't necessarily, but that's my main thing, chocolate. And I normally, it's just crazy. I always have the same people. It'd be chocolate, bald head, some reason, all the time. Chocolate, bald head, that's all the time. But you have that clean cut fade. You know, just look good.
Well, I don't know about the bald head part, Nikki. I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't know. I think I like a man with some hair, some waves or something, you know, something. But I don't know. We can agree on the chocolate part, but I don't know about the bald head part. Unless he, you know, no, I don't know. You know, in wintertime, that might not be cool.
But, not nobody, you know, I just like, that's the style. And the up north, I just love the accent and stuff, you know, so it's, I just like the accent and how they handle themselves, so that's what I like.
That's all right. When you come up here, I got the perfect person for you. When you come up, I
oh,
got
yeah.
the perfect person for you. I got the perfect person.
No, just you heard me.
I got you. We got
I said
we'll
text her right quick. Tell him Nikki Rich is single.
Oh, I'm going to tell him. His name is E. Bucket.
Yeah,
that's what they call him up here. He got all the swag in the world. I got you. I'm going to tell him Nikki Rich coming up. She's from North Carolina. He got the nice little accent. She pretty because I seen your picture. So I said, oh, she's nice looking. So, you know, I got you. When you come up, I got you.
Yeah. But I wish y'all the best. You know, I hope that y'all can come down there and I can come up there and meet y'all. You know, y'all are so, you know, y'all humble, and you know, I enjoyed this interview today because, you know, y'all was speaking some knowledge today, and y'all was just telling it like it is. So I really enjoyed it today. And you know, it's so good to actually, you know, finally talk to you and have y'all on the show because I know, like I said, y'all been working hard, and I was like, I have to get them on because I know y'all been doing your thing, and I wanted everybody to hear what you've been doing and get into contact with you and you know, possibly set up interviews and different things like that because they need to know who Trilogy is.
Thank
That's
you.
Right. People need to know who Trilogy is. Tell them again. Oxpo, Jay Will, Kara Bishop, Dre De Niro, Ronnie Knox, Brad Smalls, and that's the team, Star Media Group. That's the team. Daryl Clegg, you know, if I forgot anybody, but, you know, that's the team right there.
Yeah. And, I mean, y'all got it going on. I just say, y'all just keep doing what you're doing, pushing forward, you know, going on these, going to perform these. Shoot, I hope to see y'all on TV soon. I know you're going to be on TV soon with all that y'all doing. So, you know, you just keep pushing forward because that's all that's going to happen is, you know, this is your season, this is your year, it's your time.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, we definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, wish you all the best, and hopefully, I know some people been hitting me up on Twitter saying, well, I'm hitting them up on Twitter now, so some people, I've been getting a lot of texts and emails and stuff saying that they're hitting y'all up on Twitter, so, you know, be on the lookout. Can y'all tell you how they can contact you, as far as your Facebook, Twitter, or any other way, your website?
You can go to whoistrilogy.com, whoistrilogy with two L's, .com. You can go to twitter.com/trilogy_SMG. You can go to mine at Jay Will, you know, twitter.com/JAYWILL_SMG. And, Kira.
You can go on my own, like he said, whoistrilogy.com, lovelifeandloyalty.com. My personal Twitter page is KiraBishop_SMG. We know that Ox Battery is dead, so we're going to show him the love. At OxPro_SMG. It's his personal Twitter page for all the ladies. And as far as my Facebook, I'm kind of under there, under Kira Bishop or whatever. So, it's all the same thing. If you go to one link, it's going to link you to the next link. So, one link follows the other. So that's pretty much how you can get in touch with us.
Well, we got all your information, and we hope to, set up something again where you can come on, and we have your music and everything like that. But I really enjoyed it today, having y'all on today. It was really nice. It was a really good interview, so I really enjoyed it, y'all.
Thank you. Me too. We did too. I'm sure I did too. He's probably on the line right now, like, yeah, word.
He came on like DMX, crop boy. He was crying.
Yeah, that's awesome. He likes the life of the party. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dude right there.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, y'all. And I wish y'all the best in everything that y'all do, and I know, I see some people in the chat room saying they're going to be on the next BET Awards, and I know it is, and I see it, and, we're speaking it right now. Y'all going to be on the next BET Awards. So from this day, y'all remember that.
we definitely going to remember. We definitely appreciate all the love and the support. Shout out to all of the people that's in the chat room listening in on the interview right now. And, just showing the love. And shout out to all the people that's hitting us up on Twitter right now. And, showing the love. And, we're definitely going to get back to all of the people that's hitting us up. And, showing the support and love. And, next year, tune in to BET. I'm going to claim it right now. We're going to be blessing that stage. And we're going to be getting Nikki Judy shout out, and all that stuff. But, definitely, we appreciate all the love and support. Because without the fans, at the end of the day, you really don't have anything. You really need your fans to support you. So shout out to all the people that's listening in right now.
Yeah. Well, we wish y'all the best, and we thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to start this Get Heard Fridays. We usually have Get Heard Fridays. I was 30 minutes off today because of technical issues. So it kind of threw me off. That's why I had to come on at 7 today. So y'all excuse me for that because it kind of threw me off today. So, but, we're going to do Get Heard Fridays. And that's what we have artists call in and they perform live on air. So it's kind of crazy. It gets kind of fun, though. Yeah. So if y'all want to stay in tune and listen, just stay on. But if not, I understand. But we thank y'all for coming on.
You're definitely welcome.
All right. Well, y'all be blessed. Have a good night. Jay Wills, have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
And, Diva, I hope that you're going to text me today.
What did you say?
I said, I hope you'll text me today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. But y'all have a, I was just kidding, you know. y'all have a blessed night, and we wish y'all the best in love and success here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And right now we're going to jump to some music. And you know what? We go hard in that paint right now. You know, Dirty South, we had to take it there.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit, or what the fuck I say? Front yard, broad day, with the attitude? See, Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the jail with them hits for a killer. Walk a flock of flying, born a little ass nigga. Ride a real slow, bitch, ain't pointin' to my nigga. Got a main bitch. Got a mistress, a couple of girlfriends, I'm so rich. Keep my dick hard and keep me smoking. You get bill free, shouting no joking. And what I stand for, bridge war. I'ma die for this shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where you trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit in my hood. Fucking witness, G's in the vice lord. S.A.'s in the Mico freestyle off the dome. Great squad, walk a block of flame and spark it home. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit, or what the fuck I said? Front yard, broad day, with the attitude. See, Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the jail with them hits for a killer.
Introducing Imperial Music.
Lord knows she got it. proper rubber band.
Y'all are tuned in to Miss Nikki Rich I. Kai's Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? It's your boy J. O. Winston, the candidate. What on earth? Know what I'm saying? Coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nikki Rich Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with us, get rain over. Get with us, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to let go on a well. It's time y'all tune in and let's get this thing pop.
All right, welcome back to iDrive Urban Rich Radio, and I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. And earlier we had Trilogy out of New York and New Jersey, a little bit of everywhere was on, and big ups to them, they were on. And now we are having our second half of the show, which is Get Her Fridays. We have Get Her Fridays, where we have artists calling in. And if you want to get heard, you can perform live on iDrive Urban Rich Radio. I mean, I know I always get a lot of music from artists saying, listen to my music and everything. And, you know, we have this time to get heard right now, and you're able to, you know, freestyle, do a little poetry, sing, whatever it is you are. Whatever it is your talent is and that you do, you're able to do it at this moment. And we're going to go to the lines right now. I have a number that is a 301 number. Tell us your name, where you calling from, and a little bit about you, what you got going on.
Yeah, yeah, this is Hakeem Simmons from the chat room.
Hi, Hakeem, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I just got off work, and you know, I'm just laying back right now. I'm unwinding, is what they call it. Yeah.
All right. So tell us where you calling from.
Oh, I'm calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Tornado Alley.
You said Tornado Alley. I hear that.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it. That I mean, we had a half a mile tornado. Not very far from less than half a mile away from where I live. So, you know, I'm very fortunate to not have been in its path. I mean, it was a half a mile long at least. So it was very devastating. It went straight through the town. It was crazy. But
that is crazy, and it's a blessing that, like you said, you know, it wasn't in your path. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it's coincidence or meant to be, so we're just going to try to make some out of it. You know what it is?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's a blessing that you're okay. Tell us a little bit about you.
A little bit about me. Well, I was born here in Tuscaloosa when I was when I was 11, I moved to Washington, D.C. I started playing the guitar. listening to Linkin Park and stuff like that. I was really into like solos and stuff like that. I probably use Linkin Park as a bad example, but anyway, I got into the go-go scene. Joined a go-go band. I was in a few go-go bands actually, because back then, black guitar players were definitely rare in the go-go scene. So I was one of the first in the young bands to actually have a guitar player in the band. So, you know, that actually was hard. It was actually kind of difficult because I didn't know what to do. But if I could go back, I would definitely rip it up now, you know. So, yeah, I've come a long way. I was in the go-go scene, like I said. I came back to Alabama, and that was last, maybe two summers ago. And I've just been practicing my art, making music, because I was never really classically taught. I was just, you know, I really don't know what I'm I really don't know what I'm capable of, but people tell me I got a gift, you know. So, yeah, and with the way that the world is, man, I don't know what we're going to get into, you know, but I'm trying to focus my raps around what's really going on in the world, you know what I'm saying, because rap, love, and money, I mean, you know, those things are going to be around until, I don't know, maybe we evolve or something, you know what I'm saying? So those will always be relevant, and that really limits the perception, the you know, the range that you really have to spit in, you know, is really easy. That's why it's kind of easy to rap about, you know, that bubblegum stuff, as people like to call it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people frown on it, actually, you know, mainstream music and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But nothing is wrong with mainstream music. I mean, it's really comprised of, you know, popular melodies and chord progressions that people just liked over the years. So it's really in y'all DNA to really feel that stuff, like old school stuff, classical music and stuff like that. We made all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? None of that was really, you know. So, yeah, I think I hope I told you enough about myself. Do I need to keep going?
No, I mean, you're doing a great job. I mean, that's good. I see you you grinding and you doing your thing. I mean, I love, like you say, I love all genres of music as well. But it's good to know, you know, and it's good to hear that people are listening from all over as well. Alabama, shout out to Alabama.
Alabama. What's good, Alabama? Shout-outs to you.
Yeah, and I see we got Clear J in the chat room. Shout-out to Clear J, 403 Mob, and D Slate. So some people are just tuning in, so it's pretty hot. And also J-Dub, he's tuned in. That drop you just heard for Nicki Rich, that was J-Dub. And he will be on 106. I think it's the 23rd. So shout out to him. He's tuned in right now as well.
Yeah, man. All our listeners on podcast, definitely come to the chat room. It's awesome in the chat room. We love it. Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to perform?
Yeah. I mean, you just wanted to be like, you know, a cappella, I guess it would kind of be, all right, okay. So, they call me blazing, I'm so amazing, I got them shell-shocked. These rappers raisins, they underground, dog. These rappers daisies, no, you don't want it, son. Rhymes harder than the sun. TV off, no more dumb. I question everyone. It's like they all the same. Slavery is the game. They say justice is blind. Well, money ain't the same. This one is for my homies screaming for the fame. They wearing them chains. They ride that Gucci and that Coochie. They like Gucci. Wow. Just another thing that MTV just said came back in style. Won't wake up. I'm straight up. Gotta be now. Time to look up. You want to be a child? Just wait. Not us. Living for the now is a waste for the. We got the game twisted, superhero gifted, smoke weed and we just get lifted. Think if the beat was a bong, I ripped it. If you want to start by far, I'm serious.
All right, you just spit. That was hot right there. I see some people in the chat room saying Alabama, Huntsville, to Eufaula. They said, shout out.
Shout out to all my people everywhere, the podcast, Blog Talk Radio, in the future, wherever y'all at, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it real, man. Pay attention to the world.
Exactly. I'm going to have to get your info if you can email me your info.
Okay.
And my number is, you can email me at NIKKIRICH79@gmail.com. Yes.
Okay. I'll get you locked in on Yahoo or whatever.
And it said Gmail.
Gmail. My bad. But I'm still going to Yahoo.
NIKKIRICH79@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for coming on and freestyling. That was pretty hot.
It was a privilege. Thank you.
All right. And now we have H-Town, Pac-Man.
Yeah. to Pac-Man. I'm your lover, baby.
I'm your lover, baby.
You know, nothing but love. Nicky Rich supporting the movement. Underground Coalition, we're doing our thing. This Houdini, holla at your boy. You dig?
You know, rockin' with iJive, Urban Rich Radio. Shout out Nicky Rich, it's your boy BZB. You already know, First in Flight, representer, Tahir Gang. And you already know it's TCB. Ha!
You know, I always said that. You know you're on your way up before it come around. But you never know you're coming down until you hit the ground. And many people don't see it coming, but believe me, I'm getting closer to my dream. Stylistic.
I woke up to a dollar in a dream. Cash rules everything around me, trying to get the cream. And me and that, nothing's gonna come between. Cause I'm always on my grind, steady trying to get the green. To be a $1 million man, that is all I plan. I give it everything I got and that is all I can. I do the Facebook and I got my Twitter up. But before you all know it, I'ma be living it up. I'm working while they're sleeping on me. I'm just trying to move to the safe from baloney. When opportunities come, you better jump on it. Cause when it finally come around, it could be your only. I see my dream and I'm close enough to grab it, so I'ma hip hop to it, then unwrap it. Like my sister C. Shaw, I'm a writing addict. Success is looking vacant, and you know I gotta have it. Yeah, and I ain't taking no days off. Cause when you doze off, you take your first loss. I go hard while them other dudes go soft. So when I finally get on, I'ma go off. They young like a period, I'm coming on too. Labels overlook me, so I started up my own crew. Yeah, Royal House Entertainment. Graduated, did my thing, now I'm almost famous. Hey, but I don't take it to the head, though. I'm trying to live rich, man. I'm tired of being dead broke. And me and Drell had a talk the other day. And he say, I know I'm getting closer when they start to hate on me. I go a little scrappy on them, tell them hate on. Cause even when they fall off, I'ma stay on. I love everyone, I got no one to hate on. Busy building longevity so I can stay long. And you can never move forward when you looking back. Cause if you ain't looking ahead, you can run into a crash. So I'm focused on my dream, on a steady path. Everything I dreamed of, gonna be my reality. Yeah.
Everything is not as far away as it seems. Cause I know I'm getting closer to my dream.
That was Stylistic. That was Stylistic from Tennessee, Closer to My Dreams. He's doing major things. Shout out to him. And now we're going to go to our DJ Unk Wiggle.
Down. Hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the ground, girl, whistle to the ground. Whistle to the ground, girl, don't break it down. You can go down, hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. You can go up, you can go down. Hands on your knee, girl, whistle to the ground. Girl, whistle to the floor, you know we bout that. Gonna get low, suited up, pop down.
the nigga that you said will never get to have a stage show. With the kid that the cops really no stage coach. Calling fuck the time out. Please let me stand coach so I can stand coach. You said they fly but seen the stand coach. Talk about me getting home. Feel the things they said close. So I'm going in till they say it's close. Sorry, but I remember vivid when niggas can get their feet and now we a couple feet and do for roots couldn't defeat out. Got these motherfuckers on these toes like your feet out. Swimming in the cat, couple feet out. The water's fine. The next step to blow up like I'm on the mind. I'm on her mind and got a big head, but it's more than mine. Trying to plan far out. Paper chasing your route. Gunning for these legends, trying to take the breath falls out. My future set in stone, feel like tomorrow's been carved out. I got enough pride to whip the car out and go the distance. And whoever been robbed before, you know what this is. Read the no description for a pill, no prescription. Go pill, trail niggas on my co-defenders. So think again before you throw the distance. Just move without here and go the distance. She tell you no, but insist that she gon' be my baby, no dependence. The game's over, you should throw the bench in. The crowd been cheering for me, your ass might as well pitch in. Yeah, nigga, at bat, tell him toss the pitch in. A nigga way was bitching while your ass is still bitching. Take the panties off. And all that whoop-ass talk, dog, cannon, all Corey gun barrel, big enough to pop a cannonball and make your girl care too. Yeah, Nick Cannonball, to keep a diva on the nuts like the Nick Cannonball's calls. Before you try to take the out of context, check your girl phone, but it's the job, it's in the contact. Probably planting seeds all in the garden where you farm at. You can't see us falling with your contact, stop looking. I'm in the building, I'll be let you take a look in. I'm it right now, y'all just looking. Swear I'm on my shit right now, nigga, look out. If you don't want to dodge ball, play a safe dog and try to look out. I'm seeing more beef on niggas' grills than a cookout, cause the chef and his, they want to take the cookout for chill, though. My record's hitting DJ tables like a chill, bro. And how you had the big break, but still broke. Come on, DC with my Levi's low Nationals hat on. A good look to piss it, so she stare, tell her bad on. Car cost a fortune, but I'm fortunate, cause rap songs will keep the wheels spinning like Pat, and, here to make history, not to make friends, nigga. You can make a start, I'm just trying to make ends meet. This world's a jungle, I see apples try to tempt me. But I just whip through them like I'm Indy. My drive got me laughing, motherfuckers, like it's Indy. Where's the checker flag, checker cash, or your red dots like a checker's map? Yeah, my mom said you better dead if you ain't living life. Your ass gon' be left if you ain't living right. My lane's left, but when I pen is right. Or maybe written slow cancer, I'ma need a pink ribbon and a pinky ring. Froze like you when Pinky walked in to get him. That's why I hustle for grand like that record lazy tipping. You're waiting on the future, so I'm down to throw a tip. I hit shooting from my golden phone, scoring out for tipping. So the game's always either way you wanna call it. Boston son and our peers like your Paul kids. So you motherfuckers better know who your Paul is. Back to school and students every month for me. I'll get the fall in.
Introducing Imperial Music.
God, let me be aware. Let me not stumble blindly down the way. Just getting somehow safely through the day. Not even groping for another hand. Not even wondering why it was all flame. Eyes to the ground, unseeking for the light. Soul never aching for a wild winged flight.
It used to drive me crazy, but somebody would hate me. Here invite me. I'm the one and only hating me. I'm a demon in disguise, just trying to look good. See the gleaming in my eyes, that's a disappointing look. My reflection simply shatters, even though I'm not here. Here scattered from the floor, one step and it appears it. I'm not fearless, I'm far from it, my immunity plummets. Not the gate of it, coming, but it flies up in my stomach. I'm a freak up, I ain't got to lie about it, why lie about it? Ain't a damn thing changed, plus crying and pouting's not helping the fit. I doubt if there's a better day, I'm well in the pit. To my knowledge, my one and only hater is me. Layer after layer, nowhere do I see a strand of myself that I want to keep. My only hater is me, I tend to hate what I hear, I tend to hate what I see, I give my brain relief, take the pain to the sheep, right to the tips of my fingers and numb, and the anger receives, yeah,
hater hate me, already hate me, go ahead, it ain't gonna save me, hater hate me, already hate me, go ahead, it ain't gonna save me,
feel free, you ain't gotta feel guilty, I've got to the point where I'm feeling so filthy, mask on the face, or rag is the case, cigarettes, the world cause I'm having a bad day. Send it to the place, put it in an ashtray where we all belong, especially me. Give a call to my mom, tell her where I'm gonna be. God, if I'm wrong, strike me when I speak with a hate so strong.
one wing, I'm a demon who fell, cut the other one off. When I get to hell, I'm stuck in the past, and I did. Can I change what is next? Will the Lord forget? But I hate myself, do I deserve to live? But the real question is, can I fall with an angel list? My only hater is me, I tend to hate what I hear, I tend to hate what I see, I give my brain relief. Take the pain to the sheet, right to the tips of my fingers, and I'm in the anger. Another, I'm hitting on the bubbler, I'm soon to discover I'm alone in the living room, down in the gutter. I'm a lazy motherfucker, selfish and deserve a supper. Did I stutter? Oh, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your family supper. I'm just appalled at all the wrongs that I have done. Ain't a person on the planet saving me from what's to come. I'm a hater, hell yeah, but I only hate me. What to do? It's all God, take me home. I'm alone, getting in the zone, prone to release all the sadness. So my only hater is me. I tend to hate what I hear, I tend to hate what I see, I give my brain relief. Take the pain to the sheet, right to the tips of my fingers, and I'm in the anger of thieves. Yeah, hater hate me, already hate me. Go ahead, it ain't gonna save me. Hater hate me, already hate me. Go ahead, it ain't gonna save me.
Please keep me eager, just to do my share. God, let me be aware. Stab my soul fiercely with the other's pain. Let me walk seeing horror and stain. Let my hands groping find other hands. Give me the heart that divines and understands. God, let me be away.
All right. Amen. All right. What a remark. If y'all don't know. That was them. That's hot. All right, 403 Mob, and you also had Just Jive with Ignorant Bliss. Shout out to 403 MOB and Ignorant Bliss, Just Jive. And we want to also thank everybody for tuning in today with our Trilogy. They showed a lot of love. They came on. I mean, they had a lot of knowledge and that they gave to all our listeners. And we just wish them the best. They did their thing at BET Music Matters. I hope to see them on BET Awards next year. And shout out to the young man, Hakeem. He just freestyled. He did his thing today. He came on and he just laid it down out of Alabama. So Alabama in the house. And Clear J, he's also in Alabama as well. So I see him shouting it out in the chat room. And we just wish y'all the best. J-Dub tuned in. He will be on 106 and Park next week, so he's on right now listening, so big shout out to him as well. He did the drop for Nicki Rich so, that you hear in the beginning, so shout out to them and the people that's tuned in. And you know, we thank y'all for tuning in. We hit our mark. We over 2,500 listening. That's pretty hot for 3 months, so we're going to keep striving and keep going. So, shout out to them. And we're going to go and we're going to go to MBH. And they have this Bubblicious bubblegum. So.
Introducing Imperial Music.
Got it.
a handstand. I'ma pop a rubber band.
That was Betty Grind with the Rock Money.
Big ups to him, as well as MBH, Bubblicious. And we had a good night, and I thank all the guests, all the listeners. You can tune in Sunday through Friday at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And tomorrow we have Blind Fury and Moon that will be on tomorrow. And it's a special day, special time at 6:30. And on Sunday we have Project Each coming on for our Inspiration Sunday. So big ups to everybody that's being our guest. And we thank you again. And thank you guys for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at NIKKI_RICH. And follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And also, you can email me if you're an artist or anyone trying to get on iJive. You can email at NIKKIRICH79@gmail.com. And tune in to us tomorrow at 6:30. We will have Moon and Blind Fury. And to all those, you know, have a good night. And we wish all the best. Much love, peace, success, and happiness.
A day note. I'm there with that popping. You know you nothing. You ain't lying.
Yeah, they know.
Bought me everything, car, house, dog, everything. She top me off and let me on in everything. This lady Verwine, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl, don't worry, I got good news. Not only good, good, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am. They know, they know, they know, they know. All I heard is take me to the mall. I'm the reason why your girlfriend gone on Sunday morn. She at a different church, I swear to God. I asked her would she leave you, she said hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dog. I'm that what's that poppin', you that what's that floppin'. You not what they looking for, you not what they.